Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware
and I'm here with Mum. And you've cooked up a right storm, haven't you, Mum?
I think so.
You seem very calm about it, though.
You've really otolengued
it. I spent the whole day
doing it.
I'm quite tired now, so I will require help with clearing up.
No problemo.
Thank you.
We have a bit of an icon tonight. We have Alison Goldfrapp. She is a force to be reckoned with. She is an Ivor Novello winner, Grammy nominee, Brit nominee. She has been making excellent music from electronic to dance to folk. She is very sensational and she's coming here tonight for food. I'm very excited to meet her. I feel like it's kind of like when we had like Tracy Thorne or something like that.
Yeah.
She deserves respect, Alison Goldfrapp. She makes banging
is
tunes.
Is that her surname?
Yes.
Oh, because
good surname.
Yeah, because I always thought the band was called Goldfrapp.
She was in a band called Goldfrapp.
Okay,
but she still is. This is a solo record that she's made.
Oh, wow.
It's called The Love Invention. And it's really good. And it makes me want to go clubbing. And it makes me want to fall in love on the dance floor. And she does it so well. I really admire Alison. And she's coming over. So what have you made for Alison?
I've made almost the whole of Ottolenghi's book.
Which book?
Simple.
Was it simple?
No. Never.
You know,
is.
That's why the book's called Ottolenghi's Simple, because it's his version of
okay.
Simple.
So it's not simple. And I have cooked all day.
Oh.
So I have made hot tomatoes with cold yogurt, which is
lovely.
Delicious.
We love that.
I've made avocado and broad bean mash.
Have you put the avocado in there yet?
Yeah. I made that this morning. I had to take the shell off. 300 grams of broad beans. Oh, do you know how long that took?
How long?
Probably an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't like broad beans that much.
You will like the. I think it will be quite
I'm
nice.
I'm going to love every mouthful, Mum.
Yeah. And then I've done some grilled asparagus. I've done some rice. And then I've made cod, flaky cod with chickpeas, which
we made for Edmund.
Yeah.
Band.
Yeah, we did. That was the last time.
Loved it.
And then I've made a spiced apple cake.
It looks sensational.
I know, it does look nice.
It looks so good, Mum.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
And we're just going to have that on its own.
Yeah, with either creme fraiche, or I've got ice cream, or I've got fresh cream to pour on it.
Fabulous.
Or whipped cream.
The high priestess of electronic music and dance, Alison Goldfrapp, coming up on Table. Cheers.
Thanks
for
you.
Being well. Cheers to you and cheers to the new record.
Cheers, your
which we've
record.
Listened to. And it's so good.
Oh my goodness, it was so
it's
fab.
It's really good.
Oh, really so wonderful.
You really do rule the disco.
Oh.
You do. Like, you just do it and it's
well, just
with
wonderful.
Ease.
You do.
No. I'm just learning from you. Because honestly, like, you do it and you do it with such ease and you've got this amazing commanding vocal and it's just, but it's like so delicious in your ear.
Yeah,
you've
it's
always
wonderful.
Been so delicious in the ear.
It is rich.
But with these like amazing beats. Anyway, it's amazing. It's
oh
a triumph.
Nice.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Alison, where's your accent from? Are you London?
What? No.
No.
Well, I was born in London.
Were you?
I was born in Enfield.
Oh, yeah.
And but I grew up in Alton, which is this small little town
oh,
in the countryside.
I know, near Salisbury.
Yeah, it's not far from Salisbury. Alton. That's right, Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up.
When did you move there?
Well, I was born and then we left London. So, yeah, pretty much all my life I've been in the countryside.
So you didn't get to enjoy all the Greek, the Turkish food and Greek
I don't really remember anything about it at all.
So what was your childhood favourite dinner that you would have? Alton?
Yeah.
Like Alton Town?
Like no, Alton. It's the same spelling.
It's gorgeous little place.
It is pretty
yeah.
around there. Very dull, but pretty, yeah.
Dull, but pretty.
My mum did all the cooking.
Was she good?
Not really.
Oh.
No, bless her. No. Well, actually, no, that's a bit mean. That's a bit mean. She made a good mince pie.
Well, that is really important.
With mince meat, like savoury mince pie.
Yeah, you know, like traditional. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a savoury mince pie.
It's not of this era,
so
to be honest.
Did you like mince pies?
I did at the time. Yeah, no, I loved them. She wasn't great at cooking. It was very practical, mostly. Uh-huh. And quite old school.
So, like, what was a memorable?
You know, mash and liver.
Oh, yeah. You've got it. You didn't like it.
I like that expression.
Well,
you know what?
I like. Mum does a chopped liver, but it's never
chicken livers.
And I don't mind.
I can't handle it.
You can't do it.
No,
it's like,
but no. People go out and they say, and you say calf's liver in an Italian restaurant. They say, oh, I love calf's liver with sage. And I couldn't ever eat that.
Yeah.
I think it looks...
No, it's a little bit more...
It's good for you, isn't it?
Not the sage, not the butter.
Not the butter, not the calf, not the...
What liver was it?
I have no idea. I don't really want to know.
Let's not talk about it.
I'm sure it was very good for me. And some, you know, got some muscle.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Did you eat it?
I did, yeah.
So, well, good for you. So you were a good child that...
I was a good... Well, yeah, no, I mean, oh, God, no. It was pretty awful mostly, actually. And, you know, she would hide things in food.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
I don't know, like fish. I had this thing about I didn't want to eat fish.
Do you like fish now? Okay,
thank God.
No, I do.
But I had this thing when I was a kid that I didn't really want to eat it. But I think that's because, you know, I did like it when I was really little. And then because I liked it, it just went in absolutely everything. And
are you in a big family?
There were six of us.
Six?
Yeah, but...
Six children?
Six children.
Wow.
Crikey, yeah, yeah. That is where a big
family. Where were you?
Youngest. So I had three brothers. Two of them are twins and then two sisters. But when I came into the world, the three brothers had kind of left. So I didn't really know them that well.
So it was three sisters.
But the sisters were still around, yeah.
And was it a happy childhood? Did you eat and laugh and create together? Were you the most creative one?
They were all creative, actually.
They're
all
musical.
I'm talking about them like they're dead. They're still alive.
Are they all musical?
Some of them are, yeah. Yeah, one of my sisters is very musical and one of my brothers is very musical, yeah. And
were your parents musical?
I think my dad was very musical. And I think, yeah, he was very musical.
So did you play an instrument when you were little?
Yes, I did.
What did you play?
The clarinet and the trombone.
Wow.
I think that's fantastic.
And why did you decide on those?
I didn't decide on them. They were free at the school, so I kind of had to do them. I wanted to play an instrument. That's what I got.
Do you still play?
No.
Could you if we asked you to?
Well,
I haven't got a clarinet,
no,
so
good.
You're all right.
Have trombone and clarinet featured
trombone.
On
no.
any records?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, I was young, so the trombone practically sort of reached
and you're
the
only
floor.
Little.
And I'm only little. Good for the lungs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's serious. That and the liver.
The liver and the
serious power, yeah.
So was there a dish that you did, apart from the mince pies, they were a good memory for you?
Well, not so much the liver, but the apple crumble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of traditional, you know, British
food.
What
did your mum and dad do for living?
My mother was a nurse and a counsellor, and our house was a halfway house when I was a kid.
How fascinating.
Wow. So there would be a lot of people coming in and out of the house, staying at the house.
That who were from?
From, they'd been probably in some kind of mental institution and had come out. And so they stayed with us before they went back into the community.
Support, wow. Like supported living?
Well, just my mother was very Christian, very, staunch Christian and a counsellor, and it was her, I think she saw it as her Christian duty to look after people in the community.
That's kind, it's lovely. Yeah,
so did you all eat together?
Yeah, we did sometimes all eat together, yeah. Yeah, that's... yeah, it was quite intense.
Yeah, I bet. And you're the youngest.
And
there.
I'm the youngest, yeah. So I have very happy memories of that, and I also have some not so happy memories of that because it was very intense.
Did you all go to church?
Yes.
So did you sing there?
Yes.
Is that where you found your voice?
No.
Where did you find it?
But I went to a convent school. There's a lot of contradictions in this.
I like this.
So you're not Catholic, but
I'm not Catholic. But my mother sent me to a Catholic school. She thought it'd be very good for me.
Was it good for you, Alison?
I absolutely loved it.
All right. Okay.
But interestingly, I don't know anyone else who's been to a convent school and loved it. So I think I was very lucky.
They were kind, and
I thought they were really kind. I loved them.
The nuns.
Yeah, I loved it.
You're lucky.
I thought I was in a film. I loved it.
And what, like, what so film? Like,
I don't know. It just seemed incredibly romantic to me.
I love that.
And the nuns, there were nuns from India, from Africa, from Spain. There were French nuns.
So when did you find out about the voice?
At convent school.
So what
were
you singing?
So we sang every morning. You know, we do our Hail Marys, and then we'd sing songs and do all
that good reverb.
Yeah, and all the harmony. They were sort of took it very, very seriously. Nice. So we did all these harmonies, and yeah, it was great. I loved it. And I had a singing teacher who was very enthusiastic, and I was really crap at everything else. So I kind of excelled in that, I guess, because she kind of encouraged me. So it felt very good. You know, this was something I could actually do.
What was the food like at a convent
school? Oh, abysmal. Really? Yeah, really. Dire, much worse than my mum's.
So are you a good cook, Alison?
No.
But you live in a really good area for food.
Yeah, really great food. Yeah. So I mean, it's amazing how you can step out of your house in London and just get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Anything, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I missed where you live.
Hackney.
Oh, lovely.
So where are some of the spots that you would... If somebody was coming from Alton to London, you were like, listen, I got the spots for you.
Yeah, well, actually, there's an amazing restaurant really, really near me, just down the end of the road, called Brawn.
Oh, it's the best. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's very, very nice. I really like that.
You've got Pavilion Bakery.
Yeah.
I love their dal.
Yes.
They do. It's so good.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And we've got a lovely little deli. Yeah, it's great. You know, so it's all going on around there.
So if we were coming round to yours
for
a little bite...
I'd probably panic.
Okay, fine. And maybe order it and fine. But what would be, like, Alison Goldfrapp's showstopper?
Oh, my God.
Oh. I think this is quite mean, Jessie.
Why? Yeah,
I think she's feeling not comfortable.
Okay, what's your showstopper takeaway, then?
No, I wouldn't do a takeaway. But do you know what? I like really simple food, so I don't know about a showstopper, but I'd probably make some salads.
That sounds good. I mean, I'm there for the salad.
Yeah, a lot of salads.
Pop to Pavilion for the bread.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Yeah.
You could go to your deli.
Yeah, and there's another great bakery up the road called E5 Bakehouse.
Oh, I love it.
Should we tell Alison what we're eating?
Well, I'm
tonight?
Frightened now.
No, don't be frightened.
Can I just say something?
Go on.
My dad really liked cooking, actually.
Did he?
But my mother wouldn't let him.
Why?
because I think my mother was very practical, you know, get the food on the table for the kids.
And don't make too much mess.
Yeah, all of that. Whereas my dad wanted to cook something much more interesting, inverted commas. And that really...
What did your dad do?
My dad was in advertising for quite a long time before I was born. And then he gave it up and worked for charity for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Yeah, he hated advertising, and I think...
You're a very philanthropic family, aren't you? I mean, halfway house, and your dad works for charity.
So he was Don Draper, and then he, like, threw it all away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
What did he cook then?
Well,
when mum was out?
He liked to cook curry and things like that, and... he liked making cheese.
Making cheese?
Yeah, which annoyed the hell out of my mum because he used to roll it up into sort of like balls and then hang it in...
Muslin,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then
cheesecloth.
Yeah, sort of muslin cheesecloth and then hang it in the airing cupboard.
Oh, I bet that smelt great.
And she'd done all that.
Yeah, so, you know, you'd open up the airing cupboard and there'd be all these really honking balls of cheese.
Were they good?
Cheese.
It was, yeah, except it was very garlicky because he was so into garlic. So they'd really honk.
God, like, but the whole house. Ahead of his time, doing, like, you know, infused garlicky, like.
Yeah, so he was sort of more creative, whereas my mum was very, very practical. So they clashed quite a lot.
I'm just wondering what your dad's like cheese board have been. It was just been like, did it ever get to the cheese board, or was it like you were all trying to catch a taste of it in the airing cupboard?
Because cheese board might have been a bit too sort of sophisticated.
Did you go on holiday abroad?
Yeah, we did actually. Spain. Mallorca was the place that we'd always go. Yeah, so that is very, very dear to me, Mallorca.
Do you ever go?
Yeah, no. I love going all the time.
Do you have a spot that you like to go to?
I love going to Palma, actually. It's really beautiful.
I like Palma.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And sort of up on that northwest coast, I really love. I love all that sort of more rocky.
Is that like
coastline.
Is that Day?
Day and beyond there, yeah, very beautiful, yeah.
This is Prince. Driving me mad.
Do you have any animals?
You're
not allergic. Are you allergic?
No, okay. I absolutely love animals. Adore them, but I don't have any at the moment.
Do you want Prince?
Mum, stop.
Jesse, I took him to the vet. It was £270 because I thought he was eating 3-4 pouches a day.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he's near the end of life.
He's not near the end of the life. He's the healthiest cat in the whole of Clapham.
How old is he?
He's 15. She says he'll live to at least till he's 22, 15? 25.
That's pretty.
And
pretty
he's not got a thyroid condition.
So
he's just a greedy sod.
Oh, mother, you're so mean.
He's just a bloody greedy bugger.
Yeah, look
bugger.
How he craves attention by everybody
he
else.
He doesn't. He gets attention all the time.
Mum, look how he hears this and how you speak of him.
Oh, Prince.
15.
Man up.
Yeah, poor little Prince. But yeah, he does like...
It's your
little...
cat, actually. I thought about you
cat.
Taking him.
Yeah. Oh, I've got my two cats now.
I know,
so,
she's
yeah,
got two.
Unfortunately, I can't. Okay. Impossibly. So you're playing Glastonbury.
Yeah.
One of the first 50 artists to be announced. High up in that bill.
Yeah.
Park Stage, which is where I played last year. Such a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And will you be staying for the weekend?
Well, good question. I did look at where to stay and I did contemplate the idea of a glam tent.
I think you should do it.
Have you stayed in one?
Yes.
Are they good? Are they nice?
Well, like, I think you should get the teepee.
Okay.
Where you get, like, the shag pile, like you get throws. It's a bit kind of Game of Thrones, like you're,
okay,
you know...
that sounds nice.
Jon Snow. But I think...
Heaters?
Yeah. Yeah.
One, I need all mod cons.
You want to have a proper shower and glam up.
What day are you playing?
It's Sunday.
So you need to take it easy on the Friday and Saturday.
You need electricity.
I think I'll just drive down on the day.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Sleeping bag.
No.
You've got to rough it, though.
Well, you're going to stay there. What time are you on at?
I'm not entirely sure, actually.
It's in the evening on Sunday.
It's the evening before Thundercat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Love Thundercat. Like, jazz musician. Really cool.
Great music, actually. Yeah, I really like them.
Oh, that'd be great. So Glastonbury's happening. The album will be out. You'll be riding high.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got any ways that you... I mean, what, is this your seventh record or eighth record?
It's eighth, my eighth record.
So it's your eighth record. Is there a ritual that you have that you do after releasing a record, like a certain thing you eat or a certain thing you'll go and do? Will you go to Liberty and get one of those nice earrings that you've got in your ear?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do love eating. I love my food. I love celebrating with food. So actually, well, I did, not after the album so much, but after the video, I went out for dinner, steak.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Naughty.
Why is that naughty? Why is
it, she doesn't eat red meat.
I always feel slightly guilty.
Why? Oh, is that why you don't eat red meat?
Why do you feel guilty, Alison?
Well, Mum, because there's a whole thing called climate change going on, and so she's just trying to think about the planet.
Hey, well, I did. I just went out and had a steak and a really...
Where did you go?
Fantastic glass of wine, Hawksmoor.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I love Hawksmoor.
They know how to do a good steak.
How do you take your steak when you're eating one on the rare occasion?
Sort of medium to well done.
Oh.
Alison. Yeah.
Oh, no, and what's your sauce, your condiment?
Peppercorn. Popcorn sauce.
Do they do that at Hawksmoor?
Yeah.
They do it all month.
Roast potatoes.
Do you get the cream spinach?
Don't actually.
Oh, it's really nice.
Do you have chips?
Okay. No, the roast potatoes. But that's special treat. You know.
You don't like coriander?
No, I've got a real thing about coriander.
Does it taste like soap in your mouth?
No, it tastes like musty old books.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, like, you know... You know that kind of smell? Mildew.
Ooh. Alison, are you going to stick with the white or would you like some red?
No, the white's great, actually. Yeah, thank you.
Because we've had quite a few people on that have got a serious aversion to coriander. Clara Amfo, my friend who actually was our guinea pig for the first ever recording we did, she says it's the devil's herb. She hates it so much and she will not be able to eat something if it's been sprinkled with it. She won't even be able to, like... just put it to the side.
Well,
it,
I think there's a percentage of people who can't actually do it. It's a bit like, you know, people who can roll their tongue inwards.
Yeah, can you do that?
No.
All right.
You can.
Jessie teaches her children to do that.
Wow. Okay, so you're that percentage then that can do that. And that's the same with coriander, apparently.
I mean, so it tastes like musty old books.
Musty old books, mildew, yeah. Like, really, and I can smell it a mile off. But having said that, I actually really like coriander seeds.
Okay, because they're a lot in curries and.
Yeah, but they're very different.
Oh, I put it over there. Now. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Well, it's good to know. We know about the coriander, don't worry.
But why is the coriander seed okay and not fresh?
I don't know. Well, it's got more depth. Maybe it's not got that kind of...
I suppose it maybe changes its structure when it's a seed or something. I don't know.
Jessie, do you want to tell Alison what I've made?
Okay, so Mum's made...
Katie wants me to give her a cheese
sandwich.
I'm very excited about this, by the way. You know, it's very, very nice to be asked to do this and I'm very pleased to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you. Oh. So we've got... Is it cod?
Yeah.
Cod in chickpeas and tomato. Ooh. There's a grilled asparagus. There's a broad bean and avocado mash.
I love broad beans.
There's hot, blistered cherry tomatoes that have been put in, like, thyme and lemon and garlic and cumin.
That sounds delicious.
And that's on yogurt.
Oh, wow.
And they kind of melt into that. And then we've got some rice. So it's a bit of this,
that.
That
sounds gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, and it's... Mum, they look perfect.
That smells really good.
Yeah,
I love broad beans.
Do
but
you?
I can
do
never you? Be bothered to do them.
She was shelling them, for just so you know, you appreciate it,
I'm
Alison.
I'm very impressed.
It was an hour of shelling.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what we'll go to the lengths for Alison Gulf, I'll tell you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What's the plan for the live show? Is it? Do you want to take it to the clubs? Do you want to kind of make it? I mean,
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm just talking about shows at the moment. I've been on the phone today with my drummer Seb, trying to get a set list together, and talking to the choreographer because I'm going to have some dancers.
Great.
On the stage with me. And
have you had dancers before?
I have done, but not for quite some time, actually. So, yeah, I want it to feel like something that's really great to watch. And so, yeah, just trying to figure all that out at the moment. And all of that stuff, for me, takes up so much of my headspace. I'm not good at multitasking at all.
When you've done 7 albums,
yeah,
how do you choose what's on your set list?
Will this be very much point, like actually. Your... Will this be Alison Goldfrapp and this record, or will you include...
I will include some... older stuff, yeah, definitely. You know, I kind of have to at the moment. I don't have enough material to just play the new stuff, but and that's good, and it's interesting trying to make that work together. I think it's working pretty well, actually. But it's always a bit of a funny one to create, you know, decide what you're going to play live, especially as every album I've done has been very different. So, yeah, trying to make that work is quite difficult sometimes, actually. This is delicious.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's really good with the yogurt, actually, Mum.
Mm.
I like it because it's sweet and it's lovely.
Do you know what I'm kind of obsessed with at the moment? Is Szechuan chili oil.
Oh my god,
I'm just like...
Do you like hot things?
Well, no, not really, but it's just got the most incredible, really distinctive flavour. Mm. That's just... It's so complex. It's sort of floral and tangy and sweet and... Yes, yeah, so I'm having it sort of morning, night and... Day.
It's morning, day, you can night. Kind of put it on eggs, you can put it on yeah, really good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
There's a really good Szechuan Chinese in Camberwell called mm-hmm. Silk Road
mm.
where they do like the bang bang like noodles. It's so good. You should go down there if you've got a little taste for Szechuan.
Yeah.
When did you leave home?
16.
Oh wow, young.
Yeah.
Awesome.
16. I moved to the nearest town, next town with a friend, and we squatted a house. So I was in London by the time I was 17.
What was your kind of...
It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I lived in a squat off the old Kent Road.
Alison! Wow, your poor parents.
And my poor mum. My mum came up to see me in the squat, which I was kind of embarrassed about, and she came all the way up on the train with a Hoover.
Oh, bless her. Did you use it? Because she'd given it to you.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
No,
well, no, that was good. It was very useful.
How did
actually.
You find a squat?
Well, my brother found it for me.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But it was awful, actually, and I kind of moved out of there. But yeah, my first few years in London, up until I was about 23, were pretty interesting.
When did you get signed?
Well, I'm, you know, quite late, really, all things. I mean, I was like 32, 33.
So, like, you've been slogging at it for like 15 years.
Yeah, doing all sorts of different wild things.
All in London?
No, I was in Antwerp for a couple of years in Belgium, singing with a dance company. I went to art school, and then I was doing stuff with Tricky and Orbital, a lot of kind of early sort of dance stuff, techno-y things.
Was that a fun time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Was tricky then?
Tricky. tricky. I mean, yeah, he's tricky. Yeah. But he's also amazing. I mean, there's something kind of fascinating about him. And he introduced me to a lot of incredible music. I learned a lot, you know, it was a real experience. And then I spent a lot of time in Bristol with, you know, a lot of guys around there. So, yeah, really varied, really varied.
I feel like maybe it could be time for you to talk about your Last Supper.
Okay.
Starter.
Well, I was thinking, I just cannot decide.
Okay, well, you can have two.
I think it would be an Italian, you know, comfort food.
Yeah.
Pappardelle and maybe like either some kind of ragu sauce.
Okay, nice.
Or a homemade pesto sauce and loads of parmesan.
So is this we're going straight to mains here, or is this your starter? Straight to,
yeah, do you know what?
That
I'm not
would
really,
be your starter.
I know, that's it's true, a premium. Actually.
And then you'd just have a piece of meat afterwards.
I'm not really into starters.
Aren't you?
No, not really.
Have you got a small appetite? I feel like you're...
Well, I have to eat very regularly.
Oh, really?
Do you?
But small. Yeah, if I don't eat regularly, then I get very hangry. Yeah.
That's like a Kylie Minogue.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. So we're little. Yeah, we're both little. Yeah, things. Something Italian. Or as I'm so into the Szechuan chili oil, I think maybe congee is also kind of...
I don't know what congee is. Explain to me what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like a rice soup.
Rice, like really porridge. Cooked rice. It's almost like a porridge.
Savory porridge.
And it's got chili oil and kind of broth. And
you like hot sauce, Alison.
Have you made it before, Alison?
I've attempted it.
And how did it go?
Well,
didn't taste like when you tasted it in the restaurant.
No, it wasn't great.
Well, at least you tried.
I tried.
Have you got a spot that you go for your congee?
Well, no, I haven't actually.
You need to find somebody. Okay, we need listeners to recommend a good place for congee.
I tried it at my there's another really great little place. It's called Layla's.
I love Layla's.
Yeah. I had congee in there and it was absolutely delicious. Also,
so where does congee come from? Which
it's Chinese. Oh, yeah. Chinese. Although apparently the name congee actually comes from India.
Yeah, it doesn't sound Chinese. Have you ever eaten congee in a Chinese restaurant?
It's like,
no, but I've had it in China. Yeah.
It's very like comfort food. When it's like having chicken broth. You know, it's very comforting, very
nourishing.
Nice. Yeah, nourishing, gentle on your tummy, and yeah.
Lots of places are now doing like savoury porridges and stuff like that.
Well, we have... I don't know if you've heard of her, Jack Munro. She's the bootstrap cook.
She's amazing.
She makes food for nothing. And she made us chicken porridge.
Oh.
It was delicious.
It was with oats, and she did it with like a sofrito. Like, so it was like onion, celery and carrot. And she brought it on the train in a flask. So it
cooking.
Kind of kept on cooking.
Wow.
And so it kind of went... And she'd done it with oat milk and like leftover chicken. And it all sounds like you'd be like... It was kind of like
give
a risotto.
Yeah.
It was so delicious. It was
really nice.
No, I can imagine it.
But like it
sounds,
it wasn't
weird.
Beautiful.
It was surprising. Yeah.
Mm. It was so, it felt comforting and
nice.
So we've got congee with a big bit of Szechuan
on
there.
Yeah.
You've got
nettle tea.
Shit, Alison.
Oh, Alison, we're going to have
Christ,
to do a bit better than
what's
that.
What's going on here? Bloody
it's
hell,
a
nettle tea.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what.
You might get nettles on the island.
That is true.
So maybe
I could make
nettle
tea.
The nettles.
Okay, all right.
But why? Tell me about the nettle tea.
I'm going to... No, but honestly, it's a thing of wonder. It is... You drink the nettle tea, and I'm not kidding, it feels like it's healing your whole inside.
Who taught you about this? Or was
Weirdly, at Layla's, I had nettle tea.
Oh.
She comes out with this great, massive, great tin.
She
picks
them off the edge of the canal and then...
Yeah, probably somewhere on the middle of Arnold Circus.
Yeah, exactly. Where the dogs have all weed on it. Yeah.
Whatever, it's all sterilised in boiling water, isn't
probably
it?
Probably very good for you. As my mother would have said, good dirt.
Good dirt.
Yeah, it's good.
So nettle tea.
Yeah, nettle tea. It's beautiful.
So
I can drink gallons of it.
But it's not very alcoholic.
No, it's not. And then I'd move on to like, you know, serious bottle of booze.
Something.
Yeah.
Have you got a sweet tooth?
I've got a terrible sweet tooth.
Well, yeah. We're going to have something sweet now.
I'm trying to kind of cut. I'm seriously. I mean, yeah.
But life's too short, isn't it?
Well, there is that.
So what would be your dream pud?
I love chocolate. Mm. I'm a bit of a keep. I love chocolate in the freezer.
Ooh.
I just nibble on a bit of chocolate from the freezer.
I keep it in the fridge.
You know what I do, Alison?
Yeah.
And this can make you feel like you're quite like, you know, it's slightly worthy. So like you can feel like it's really good for you.
Okay.
Get medjool dates.
Oh yes.
Cut them. Just put peanut butter in there.
Oh yeah.
Dip them in dark chocolate. Oh, bit of sprinkling of sea salt. Oh. Shove them in the. In the freezer, and they're like Snickers ice cream.
That sounds really good.
And you just go, oh, it's good for me. I'm going to be regular. It's going to be just delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah, actually, I love them. Oh, yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you.
So
thank
what's your favourite chocolate?
Milk chocolate. I'm not that into
dirt.
I know,
dirt. Oh, you dirty dog. I love it. Milk chocolate.
This is not chocolate.
Frozen. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Frozen milk chocolate.
Yeah, frozen
dairy milk.
No, not quite. A bit of
Galaxy.
No,
a bit higher end.
A bit higher end. Yeah.
Mum's got giant milk chocolate buttons in the fridge. If you want one of them, just to keep going.
That might be too sweet.
Oh right. Okay.
Yeah. I guess it tastes less sweet when it's in the freezer as well, doesn't it?
Why don't you just go to dark chocolate, Alison?
It gives me a headache.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you not drink caffeine?
I do. Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah. It sort of makes me feel. A bit weird.
So,
and then I have to drink a lot of water.
The nettle tea will soothe you. This is very, very interesting. Okay. This is why we do the podcast. We can learn about.
Oh my God! Look at that cream. I've never seen so much cream.
There's variations of cream.
Variations.
You can
of
have
cream.
Whatever you want. We've got whipped creme cream. Fraiche, whipped cream, pouring
hell.
Cream.
Okay.
And we've got a spiced apple cake.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Looks beautiful, Mum.
Yeah.
Good. Does
amazing.
It beautiful?
It's nice.
Will
you have
so,
a bit?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
So we've got your Last Supper.
Yeah. Yeah, pasta, congee, nettle tea, booze, chocolate.
I may try. You know what, listeners, will you please let us know if you too freeze your chocolate like Alison Goldfrapp? What's on your rider then? Will you always have a bit of chocolate on the rider?
Yeah, I do actually. On my rider, I don't like food in my dressing room.
Me neither.
It smells. Oh, good. Yeah, it's too weird, isn't it?
It's like when you go to Europe and you get those like meat and cheese plates, you're like, get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And things, and they always like put this cling film over everything, which is just all, yeah, hideous.
Yeah.
Plus, it's bad for the planet.
Yeah. No, I agree. Thank you, Mum. This looks gorgeous.
I think I might have to do the whipped cream because that looks so amazing and I never have whipped cream. Mmm.
This is really nice.
Is it? Yeah, really lovely.
It's really nice.
Have some, yeah.
Did you make this as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like cream and apple is such an amazing... They go so well together, don't they?
It kind of always reminds me, though, like, just because this whipped cream isn't like the squirty cream, but it always reminds me of, like, the cafes in Amsterdam. Where you're stoned and you're eating a bit of apple tart pie.
Oh God!
This is very, very delicious, Mum. Thank you. I guess it's kind of like apple crumble as well. It just works, doesn't it? Have you got a nostalgic taste that can transport you somewhere?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm more. Do you know what I'm? Jim, my favourite meal of the day is breakfast. Actually,
oh, I love breakfast.
I really love.
Do you have a big breakfast?
I do like to have a big breakfast because I find if I have a big breakfast, then I tend not to eat sort of crap. Otherwise, I'm sort of nibbling on frozen chocolate at 11 a.m. So yeah, big breakfast. And
in your family's home, was breakfast like a big deal with everybody? Was it kind of a big fry up? Was it kind of like fend for yourselves, go and get your toast, go and get your cereal?
No, it was meals were always meals were always about sitting down together and talking and being together. So yeah, I Yeah, I really appreciate that because I feel like that's something I still really like to do. And having breakfast with friends, I really love doing that. Having people round for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, just something like a fried egg will make me think of all the fantastic holidays I've been on and being in Greece up a mountain at, you know, very early in the morning and...
Always being able to cook an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things like that. Or, you know, just being with a friend... yeah, things, just very simple things. Yeah, apples and cream actually do make me think about growing up in England. Yeah. Yeah, so no, definitely get nostalgic about food and the smells and tastes, yeah.
Do you think you'd ever live in the country?
The countryside, I fantasise about it all the time.
What's stopping you?
I have done it on my own.
Where were you?
Near Bath.
Okay.
I was touring a lot and our studio was in Bath. So I decided to just buy a place in Bath. It seemed crazy because I was either on tour or I was in the studio. So I bought this little cottage, beautiful countryside, and it was wonderful for a bit. And then I started to feel very isolated.
Wow.
And I missed being in London with... the kind of people that I like to hang out with. Mm. And
How long did you last there?
Quite a few, I was probably about 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I love London. I kind of have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it because I love the people, I love the openness of it and it feels very friendly to me. I think people in London are super friendly. And it's really diverse. Yeah. But I crave nature, so I have to get my fix of nature, yeah.
I'm going to ask a really rude question. Do you ever sing karaoke?
Why is that a rude question?
Because I don't think she does.
She's too chic.
She's too chic.
Do you know what? I've never done karaoke. Actually, the thought of karaoke scares the life out of me. Yeah. Have you ever done karaoke?
I've done it really... She was forced. Reluctantly, and it's not fun for singers because that's boring for everybody. Like, nobody wants to hear a good singer sing well. That's boring.
I've never done it. I've never seen anyone else do it either. Do you do it?
She talks the big talk.
Well, we've never done it.
And what would you do if you were doing it?
Oh, definitely Whitney.
For a while, it was Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Sex on fire.
Really? Wow. I'd like to hear that.
I'd need backing. Me too.
Can you do it now?
No, I can't.
Oh, go on. No. Have you met Kings of Leon?
No, I'd like to. Is that the one with What's It Flowers in it?
No, that's the Killers.
Oh, I like that here.
Getting all your indie fans from the 2000s.
I like a bit of a penchant for an indie band.
No, I like Tamla Motown. I like any soul music. What do you listen to when you're relaxing? What would you have in the background to a nice meal?
Well, that's interesting because I don't really like music when I'm eating.
Oh.
No.
Why not? I need to know.
Well, I don't really like going to a restaurant where there's music unless it's on a record player. Actually, like Braun, quite often we'll put a bit of vinyl on.
Because they're like, quick, Alison's coming, we're putting on the vinyl. Yeah, I know. Turn off the Sonos!
But the thing is, some of the restaurants, the sound is so terrible. Yeah, All you hear is a bass beating. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit thumping.
Terrible speakers, so it sounds very small and tinny. And it's actually just annoying, like completely pointless. Yeah. I want to hear the music and I want to listen to it. So actually I prefer... And if you're in a busy restaurant, it's actually really nice to hear everyone chatting.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I think that's right.
I don't think you need the music.
So if you were having people around, would you never play music?
Sometimes I do, yeah. Sometimes I do. Like if I'm having a party, yeah, definitely be eating.
Do you have parties? Do people have parties anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah.
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 A four-year-old birthday party.
I know, we could do the big party,
I've
Jess.
Got, like, a family kitchen playlist, which sounds really shit, but it's really good. I should give it a better name because...
Why?
It's just, like, whenever I hear a really good song that I think could accompany, like, a good pud, I'm like, you get it.
What would you have with the apple?
Doesn't it give you indigestion?
There's a Smokey Robinson. No, there's a Smokey Robinson song, More Love. Do you know it?
No.
So good. Perfect for the spiced apple cake.
Oh, wow. I like this. I like this. I might have to, yeah.
It's really nice.
Okay.
Anything Smokey Robinson does. In fact, you could have, and I hope that you don't find this offensive, I could have Alison Goldfrapp in my ear at any time.
What kind of pudding would you have that with?
Well... I think there'd be cream in there.
Yeah, okay, there would definitely be cream.
Great, yeah.
I'm not going to say the obvious.
Oh, go on, say
the
obvious.
There's not going to be a black cherry in there. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to you. I feel like the one that we had the other night.
The one that I made.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Mum made this whipped cream with a bit of coffee essence in it. It was like, camp?
Camp coffee essence.
So it was fabulous. Like coffee whipped cream.
Yeah.
And with
I don't know if
fresh.
I like this, where this is going.
It's great.
Okay.
It's with meringue. It was one of the greatest.
Meringue, yeah. Chocolate note sauce, and also candied hazelnuts.
Oh, wow. So a lot of texture.
It's oozy. It's got depth. Yeah. It's complicated. It's delicious. It's sexy, sensual. That's
okay.
What I have.
I'm liking this. Yeah.
Why? Do you feel like you're more of a fruit?
I think I've let the side down. I should have done chocolate.
Your associations with music and food, I hadn't really thought about that actually, but I'm liking this.
Okay, good. Alison Goldfrapp, thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you.
And being such a great sport, being so interesting.
So nice.
Telling us about the Hoover at the Squat. I love it. It's great. You're amazing.
Oh no, that's going to be on my Wikipedia now forever.
Goldfrapp is one of the most glamorous people we've ever had, I think.
She's gorgeous. And I was looking at her, and as I was looking at her, looking so chic, I was dribbling cream down my front, trying to get the apple pie in my mouth. Do you think she noticed?
I think she probably thought it was quite charming.
Okay, good.
Alison Goldfrapp, what a lovely woman, such a interesting upbringing.
Yeah.
And I learnt so much about her tonight.
Her mum with the Hoover on the train.
I love that so much.
To the old Kent Road.
Fancy eating congee anytime soon?
No.
No?
No.
It's very nice, mum. No. Savoury, salty.
The word actually makes me feel sick.
Why?
Sounds like conger eel.
Oh my God, that's so weird. I think that too.
Yeah, and
well,
I don't fancy
those. You can't discriminate
those.
Against it because of
a name. I can.
How do you think your meal went down?
Well, I think everyone loved it.
I think it was really nice. I think the yogurt was very much needed.
You see how you
preserved need lemon is strong.
I put one less in, and he said, that was double I doubled everything, and there was more fish than he would have had in it. He calls that a tapas dish.
Yotam.
My friend Yotam. But the apple cake is spectacular.
Oh my
good.
God, that spiced apple cake. Is it what Cousin Sarah does?
Yeah.
It's such a good cake. Is it quite easy to do?
Yeah. It's fiddly.
It looks good.
It's fiddly, but I think that's as good as a tart tatin, to be honest. Unless you feel less anxious because you've made the batter. The only thing was I didn't have enough bloody self-raising flour.
Oh.
So you were eating the most expensive self-raising flour.
Why?
So I had to get it on Deliveroo.
Well, I
tasted
it.
And it cost £7.
Well, I really tasted
organic
it. Very good. Thank you, Mum. I think dinner is on me next time.
All right, darling.
Thank you for listening. Listeners, I'd like to know whether you freeze your chocolate. I'd like to know also whether you've got any good congee recommendations for me and Lenny to go and try it.
No.
I'd love to hear some of your recommendations, actually. Why don't you send them in at hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. We are yet to use one of your recipes. I am sorry. It will happen, probably, when I'm cooking. We'll see you next week. And thank you so much to Alison Goldfrapp. The album The Love Invention is out now.
And it's fabulous.
You can catch Alison at Glastonbury, at the Park Stage, on the Sunday. The Outer Net sold out though, so snooze you lose. And also doing the Manchester International Festival, which is a brilliant thing to go and be a part of. Go and watch, go and enjoy it, lap it up. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.